Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Moments: Why Certain Experiences Have Extraordinary Impact is a nonfiction book by Chip Heath and Dan Heath that blends behavioral science, management thinking, and practical design. Rather than treating memorable experiences as rare accidents, the authors argue that they can be intentionally created. The book focuses on why certain brief events become defining moments that shape memory, identity, and relationships far more than ordinary stretches of time. It is especially relevant to leaders, educators, managers, parents, and customer experience professionals who want to improve how people feel about transitions, milestones, and shared experiences. The central purpose of the book is not simply to make things pleasant, but to show how elevation, insight, pride, and connection can be built into everyday settings so that experiences become more meaningful and more durable in memory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining moments are built from memory, not average experience. A core argument of the book is that people do not remember experiences as an average of every detail. Instead, memory is shaped by peaks, pits, beginnings, endings, and turning points. This matters because it changes how we should think about quality. A mostly ordinary experience can still be remembered very positively if it contains one remarkable high point, while one frustrating low point can dominate the entire recollection. The Heaths use this insight to challenge the common habit of polishing routine processes while neglecting the moments that actually endure. Their approach suggests that organizations should identify which parts of an experience are most likely to be remembered later and design those moments deliberately. This is why the book is so useful in hospitality, healthcare, education, and leadership. It shifts attention from operational smoothness alone to emotional and cognitive impact, showing that memory is selective and that selective design can reshape how people evaluate an experience long after it ends. Secondly, elevation creates experiences that break the script and rise above routine. Elevation refers to moments that feel unusual, surprising, or emotionally uplifting. The book argues that these moments stand out because they interrupt predictable routines and generate delight or awe. Importantly, elevation does not require extravagance. It often comes from a well-timed gesture, an unexpected detail, or a thoughtful design choice that makes people feel valued. The examples associated with the book, such as the Magic Castle Hotel, show that a small but distinctive element can transform how an entire experience is remembered. The deeper point is that people are often more responsive to a few carefully designed highlights than to a large number of generic conveniences. For leaders and service designers, elevation means identifying where to break the script in a way that feels purposeful rather than gimmicky. The authors are careful to show that elevation works best when it creates meaning, not just novelty. That makes this chapter of the book especially relevant for customer loyalty, employee engagement, and family rituals, where ordinary interactions can be elevated through simple but memorable design. Thirdly, insight moments help people see the truth in a new way. Another major theme is insight, which occurs when people suddenly understand something important about themselves, their situation, or the world. The book treats insight as powerful because it often changes behavior more effectively than repeated persuasion. Rather than lecturing people into change, the Heaths recommend helping them arrive at their own realization. This is why the idea of tripping over the truth is so central. A person remembers a discovery more deeply when they feel they uncovered it themselves. The book also explains that insight is often strongest when compressed into a short, vivid experience with a clear message. In practice, this has implications for teaching, mentoring, coaching, and organizational change. Leaders should not assume that information alone produces understanding. They need to create conditions where people confront a useful contrast, recognize a gap, or experience a carefully staged challenge that leads to a breakthrough. This makes the book especially valuable for anyone trying to produce learning that lasts, because it shows that insight is not just about knowledge transfer, but about turning knowledge into a memorable mental shift. Fourthly, pride comes from recognizing progress, not only final wins. The book treats pride as a defining moment that captures people at their best through achievement, effort, or courage. One of its strongest practical insights is that pride should not be reserved only for dramatic success at the end of a long process. Instead, meaningful pride can be created by noticing progress, celebrating milestones, and making improvement visible. This matters because many people and organizations underuse recognition, assuming that formal rewards or final results are enough. The Heaths argue that pride is strengthened when it is specific, timely, and tied to real development. That makes it especially relevant in workplaces, schools, and training environments, where people need evidence that effort is being seen. The book also connects pride to courage, not just accomplishment, which broadens the concept beyond performance metrics. By treating milestones as moments worth marking, the authors show how encouragement can become a system rather than an occasional gesture. This gives the book practical force. It helps readers understand how to build motivation without relying on constant pressure or abstract praise. Lastly, connection grows through shared meaning, responsiveness, and transitions. Connection is the book's social dimension, focused on moments that deepen relationships and create a sense of shared purpose. The authors argue that connection is not produced simply by spending time together. It emerges when people experience meaningful events together, respond to one another with care, or move through transitions as a group. This is why the book pays attention to first days, rituals, team challenges, and moments of vulnerability. Such experiences create bonds because they signal that people matter to one another and are part of something larger than themselves. The book also emphasizes responsiveness, meaning the ability to notice and validate another person's needs in a way that feels personal. In customer experience and leadership contexts, this can be more effective than generic friendliness because it demonstrates understanding. Connection matters because it gives moments emotional durability. When people remember that they shared an important experience, they also remember the relationship attached to it. This makes the book especially relevant for teams, families, and institutions that want not just efficiency, but belonging and loyalty. In conclusion, The Power of Moments is best suited for readers who design experiences for other people, whether in business, education, healthcare, leadership, or family life. It will be especially useful for managers, customer experience professionals, teachers, coaches, and anyone responsible for transitions or rituals that shape memory. Its main value is practical. It gives a clear framework for turning ordinary interactions into defining moments without relying on large budgets or vague inspiration. Readers come away with a language for thinking about elevation, insight, pride, and connection as design choices rather than accidents. That makes the book intellectually useful as well because it connects psychology and organizational behavior to everyday decisions. Compared with many books about customer delight or personal development, it stands out for being both structured and concrete. It does not simply encourage readers to be more thoughtful. It shows where memorable experiences come from and why they matter. The result is a book that is less about temporary positivity and more about shaping memories, meaning, and relationships in ways that last. For anyone who wants to improve the moments people carry with them, this is one of the most actionable books in its category. If you would like to support Chip Heath, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.